This week, new students at Seattle Pacific University will arrive on campus for orientation. They're entering a campus that made headlines in June for a shooting that left one student dead and two injured. Officials and students at the small Christian college say they are preparing to make new students feel welcome and to address any lingering grief or fear for those returning. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Jillian Smith was taking a test in Otto Miller Hall when the shooting occurred on June 5th.
By instinct, we all kind of ran to the wall to, like, you know, hide or something, like, away from the door. And then we started checking more, like, social media and news, and parents started calling, so we knew that it was bad.
Aaron Ibarra, a man with no connection to SPU, was arrested and accused of killing student Paul Lee and injuring Thomas Fowler and Sarah Williams. It all happened just as the academic year was ending. Smith says it was a relief to head into summer break.
I went to a couple services, and then after that I was kind of like, I need to, you know, take a break from this and just, like, spend some time thinking about it on my own and stuff, you know.
Smith says she recently went by Otto Miller Hall for the first time since June. The lobby has been redecorated. It now features a mural depicting the building's history as a maintenance shed for the interurban streetcar line. Jeff Jordan is vice president for student life.
This is all brand new as far as the furnishings here, and the setup is very different than what it was. Obviously, you can only do so much in regards to what your entrances are, your building, and, you know, some other things. But this will be a very different look, and hopefully, at least from my perspective, also a very different feel when you walk into this building, too.
But as Smith realized, the details that people find troubling can be surprising.
One thing was, like, the white walls. When I walked down and saw, like, the paint, like, the blood, like, on the white walls kind of like splattered, that was kind of like traumatizing. So I was wondering if they're gonna, like, maybe, you know, paint them a different color or something, but they were still white, so I'm kind of wondering if they're gonna keep those white or not.
Jeff Jordan says in terms of SPU's response, we're not done. SPU has made more counselors available since June. As the new school year begins, Jordan says he's still trying to take the pulse of staff and students to see what they need and want.
Depending on where you were at that event, I think a lot depends on how you're responding and maybe even reacting to coming back to campus at this point.
Otto Miller Hall was closed for much of the summer. SPU marked the reopening with a dedication ceremony for faculty and staff who work there. The college chaplain, Bo Lim, says they moved in a procession throughout the building. A Greek Orthodox priest led the ceremony and blessed each room.
And, you know, we know it's not magic or anything like that. God's presence is everywhere. But to remember and to have that ceremony was deeply moving, and I was deeply appreciative.
One of SPU's most visible responses in the wake of the shooting was to quickly organize religious services, which attracted overflow crowds. At one of them, Lim says he ran into one of his most promising former students, who said he was about to graduate.
And I said, "Are your parents coming?" He said, "Yes." And I just sort of grabbed him. I said, "You celebrate, you know."
Some students, like senior Jasmine Hairston, are still dealing with the academic consequences of the upheaval. Last year, Hairston was a residential advisor to over 30 first-year students.
A good majority of my girls were in Otto Miller Hall when it happened, and a lot of them also knew Paul Lee, the student that died. And so it was very heavy on our floor.
Hairston helped them gather together, texted encouragement when they were away, and walked students to counseling sessions. She wasn't able to complete all her classes, so she's making up that work this fall. Hairston and other students say it's been disorienting to see their school in the headlines over the shooting, but they're glad the world got to see their response in all its honesty.
I was very impressed by the authenticity of our response and how we weren't like, oh, we're okay because, you know, we're Christians and, you know, we have this great amount of faith, so everything's all right. But just being very real, like, this is a tragedy. We're hurting. We've been traumatized. But we still believe in God's faithfulness, and we know that God is faithful and working even in this situation.
Many people contacted SPU in the wake of the shootings to offer help. The school created an engineering scholarship in graduate John Meese's name. He was the student who helped subdue the shooter. And Paul Lee's family has started a foundation to support awareness and treatment of mental illness. They say their son's life was ended by the very kind of person he would have wanted to help. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.